is Gresh and Keefe.
Thursday night, Patriots Bills down at Gillette. We'll be all over it on Friday, as you can expect. I do believe Maloney, Fourier, and Mega will be down at Helix Esports. Normally we're there WEEI Football Sunday.
Nice.
Well, that also means we're also going to have another WEEI Football Sunday where the Patriots have already played. I know, right?
All right.
And we'll get to it later on. The Week 13 schedule in the NFL is something to behold in a couple of different ways.
It's crispy.
Well, it's the good and the bad.
All right.
And a lot of ugly thrown in there.
That makes sense.
We'll get to that in a little bit. But I know Devin McCourty was on the Greg Hill Show earlier today. Did you see that yesterday Devin's press briefing got crashed by Robert Kraft?
Yeah.
I happened to be in the building and wanted to stop by.
I saw that.
For the 200th start, apparently, of Devin McCourty's career? Is that what that was?
Yeah. Pretty crazy. And there was also a stat about how many players have done that, and then combined with how many players have done that just on one team. And it's kind of a short list.
And 200th game. So, honestly, probably pretty cool. I wonder how many starts he's got. Now it's got me wondering.
But it's also one of those weird things, like, starts in the NFL, unless you're a quarterback, is kind of weird. You know, because, like, depending on what formation you use. Now, when he's playing free safety, normally he's just out there anyway, and there's usually a free safety on the field. But
yeah,
you know,
I was
going to
say,
like,
for someone like him, no, but I understand
but
it.
But, like, Ramondre Stevenson, I don't think, quote,
starts every game.
But, like, he's the starting running back.
Yeah.
It feels like he is.
It is a little weird. Nope, the guy started every game of his NFL career.
Which makes sense, because his rookie year, he was a corner, and then when they moved him to safety, it's like, all right, he's the free safety, and he's going to be out there.
That's amazing when you think about it, that for that long, since 2010, Devin McCourty has been a constant. And
wouldn't you guess, too, that over all the years that Kraft has owned the team and that Belichick has coached the team, I bet McCourty's on the short list of, like, their five favorite players.
Yeah.
He is super high up on that list.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I mean, he's a Patriot. Yeah. He is a lock of a Patriots Hall of Famer.
Big time.
I wonder how the Pro Football Hall of Fame will view him.
No.
Well, but the reason I bring it up is because safety is, we've seen different kinds of safeties get into.
Rodney Harrison hasn't even really gotten a sniff. He's not even close.
Right.
And I feel like Rodney's better. Now, they played a different style,
well,
clearly.
Well, that's the thing, is that it feels like for some guys it's safety.
Yeah.
Again, the position is completely changed, because you're right. Like, I think there are a lot of people out there, even listening to us right now, who it's like, boy, I remember when Rodney played, and now we're, 15 years removed from him being gone, and you probably think that Rodney Harrison is more of a linebacker than he was a safety.
Yeah, no, he's in, like, his sacks and picks number, right? It's like him and Ray Lewis are the only ones that have, like, the same number of that or whatever. And the win. So Devin McCourty obviously has the winning. He's got that whole thing going for him. He made the Pro Bowl as a rookie as a corner, but then the next year was bad enough where they had to move him to safety. Ended up being a great safety, but still only a one-time Pro Bowler. And I only point that out to be, like, against his peers, he was always in the mix as one of the best, but he didn't stand out as, like, oh my God, this guy is the best safety. But he was an important part of some good defenses, some Super Bowl winning teams.
That's what I wonder, if he's going to get a little bit of a championship dispensation on a tier Tuesday.
I feel like
when it comes to those voters,
even though the Super Bowl against the Rams was a really low scoring, great defensive game, I still view if he was on the defense that was with Ty Law and McGinnis and those guys, then he might get a little bit more credit because they felt like they won those on defense.
I got him. Him replacing Tavon Wilson, what an upgrade that would be.
That would be a significant upgrade.
Yeah.
But no, and he's another guy, too, that just keeps playing. Like, he just keeps going. I remember that Super Bowl when they beat the Rams and his brother joined the team and they'd won the Super Bowl, and you're like, what a story this is going to be. That's probably going to be it. Nope, comes back the next year. Then there's the following year where it's the pandemic year. And Hightower, was it Chung? Like, a bunch of guys.
Yeah, Hightower, like, and Chung.
We're not going to play. And you're like, maybe McCourty won't play. Nope, he's going to play through that too. And then he's going to come back again. And then he's going to go through. So he played the Cam Newton year. He played the rookie quarterback year. He's coming back again. It's like, wow, this guy kind of quietly has had, 200 games in the NFL. It's a lot
something.
Of games.
Yeah. And I think that's a number that will stand out. Again, I'm not sitting here pushing for the guy because.
I get it.
I think there will be some people that will give. He'll be a tough discussion, let's put it that way. Because I think you're right. The initial reaction from a lot of people is, no way. And then if you're in the right class, that's the other thing, too, as we found out. If you just happen to be in the right class with the right stats and. Lord knows there's a ton of championship credibility there. I wouldn't
it's
rule
it out.
It's
crazy, too. If you look at the list of guys, so there's, he will be the 20th active player with 200 games played. But most of the names, obviously Tom Brady's at the
top.
Like kickers. It's like a bunch of kickers, punters, like Andy Lee, Robbie Gould, Mason Crosby, Matt Prater, Kevin Huber. Ryan Suckup, Nick Folk, his teammate Nick Folk is on this list.
Wow.
Matthew Slater is on the list. So it's kind of like kickers, punters, specialty guys, and then you have, you know, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, the old quarterback. So you know, you don't see a lot of free safeties on this list racking up 200 games. So it's there's no doubt it's impressive.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys who's hit apparently 200
games. He's on the list.
And in the first 3 years, he played in like 3-2-2.
He's played 225, it says.
But you're right.
329.
Quarterbacks, kickers, special teams guys. Yeah. And then it's like safety?
Free safety.
What? Yeah, very odd. Well, D-Mac was on the Greg Hill Show earlier today, and a la our buddy Matt Judon, who told us individually he put in the work to make sure he didn't fade late. Same for the defense. D-Mac talked about that.
I think it was a big deal last year because of the streak we went on. And, you know, I think probably within, you know, I think if you talk to maybe Coach Belichick, there might be more from a overall team standpoint. But I know as an individual player, my understanding always at this time of the year is you just got to do more. And that doesn't mean like more running or more, you know, lifting the film study. Like those are the little things that you got to do more of because every team now has 10, 11, 12 games of what you've been doing. Like they know you as a player. They know you as a defense, an offense, a special team schematically. Like those are the things that to me, you got to do a better job of, you know, if we put something new in, executing it at a high level. The things that we do, like, you can't be a little off this way, a little off that way. You just got to play better. And I think playing better comes from doing more preparation. And that's what I learned from the guys that were here when I first got here, when they used to talk about this time of the year. And you just continue to try to do those things. But you're, this time of year, you're playing, you're getting everybody's best, and you're usually playing the best teams in the league. And that's why you gotta take it up a notch. And, you know, it's not easy to do in this league. And that's why the good teams do it. And the teams that are not able to do it, you kind of see the difference of, all right, this team was a contender. This team who we thought had a chance, you know, they're not there yet. So we just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, do more, prepare more, put more into it, and see where we kind of fall at the end of it.
Now, that's the polite way
right.
of saying to your teammates, all right, it's time to kick it into high gear.
Yeah.
Not like Kyler Murray where you stand there and say, schematically, we were effed. That's the, hey, I've learned this from the old guys. I'm handing it down to the new group as well. That when it's this time of year, we hunker down.
And I think, you know, him coming back this year was probably made it easier for the Patriots to say goodbye to Hightower and Van Noy. Like, all right, we're going to lose some of the leadership, but we still have some of it. But at some point, there is that discussion that even Bill has, like, is he going to have a job for life? Or is it, okay, like, you're kind of fading out a little bit. And at some point, they're going to have to make the hard decision. Where
will
maybe,
they mutually agree to part ways kind of thing?
Yeah, like, and they've had some guys that have come into camp and, like, veteran, like, wasn't it, like, Troy Brown and even, like, Teddy Bruschi by the end? Like, they were here, and you're like, all right, what's their role going to be? And then they had to sort of soft chew it and be like, all right, well,
well, remember the 5 minutes Sean Lynch was here, and then at the end of camp, they were like, okay.
He's playing the fourth quarter of a preseason game?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but, like, because McCourty, like, he's not as good as he was before, but, like, he's still pretty good.
He's 35, almost 36, playing defensive back in the NFL.
Yeah, so how many of those guys?
That is, like, freaking unheard of, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's 35. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But, yeah, no, but think about all, we talk about the games, like, so all the different moments that he's been there, and usually late in the season is when the Patriots are playing their best. Mm. Last year was sort of
It was Oppo.
They had that stretch in the middle where they won so many games, started to convince people, and then they just fell apart down the stretch.
Right.
So he's very well aware of that, and they know what's at stake in all these games coming up. So, yeah, you know, he's a good voice to have on that defense. It's just a matter of, all right, how much is that going to, just that voice going to help and carry you over when you're facing Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and, you know,
well, the that's Dolphins the thing. And, like, yeah. It's going to be about guys more than just Devin McCourty. Yeah, like, we have not seen McCourty really in a spot where it's like, oh, he got pantsed on that one.
No, he and did drop that pick.
There was that,
bad,
right.
But whatever.
But that one snuck up on him. It was like, well, wait. It just landed in his hands there. However, the real issue is on offense, and where have we heard this before? But when it comes to injuries, yesterday's injury report had one well, Jalen Mills was on there, but he told us, he kind of made it sound, Jalen Mills kind of made it sound like it was a veteran day almost.
Yeah.
But Marcus Jones was on the injury report, but otherwise, Damian Harris and Isaiah Wynn missed practice. David Andrews, Yanni Kajust, Jacoby Myers, and Devontae Parker were all limited. So at least from an actual on a piece of paper standpoint, the defense appears to be upright, relatively healthy.
Right.
Offensively, it's starting to turn into a little bit of a mini mash unit across the board.
It is, yeah. And you got to just think, you know, how many points are they going to have to score unless a monsoon rolls in? You know, I don't think 14-10 is going to get it done.
Big snowstorm not coming our way on Thursday?
I don't know if it is. I've not heard. I think it would be discussed if it
was. Where's Sal Weather to break it all down?
Well, then the Patriots can move the game somewhere, move it to Detroit.
Oh, yeah,
they can
take
it, like, pack their bags. Like, oh, we're not going to play here. It's snowing. Like,
they'll go down to MetLife Stadium. It's shorter. It'd be everybody can get on the bus, little pizza party, and then go down there. Don't forget to listen on the Odyssey app. Ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Mac Jones joined Maloney, Fourier, and Mego yesterday. And they talked to Mac about, even though we got all these guys that are dinged up, coming off the Vikings game on the improving offense.
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you want to grow as an offense, and I feel like we're doing that. It hasn't been necessarily super smooth, obviously, but we're doing some things a lot better, and that's what's important. And when it shows up in the game, you just need to build on it. We need to finish better and score even more points, and we know this week that'll be a big challenge against the Bills. So that's kind of where our focus is, and they got a great defense over there, and we got to put up, you know, as many points as we can and just keep working towards that. And don't chase the points too much. You got to execute your job and let the points come to you.
That's an interesting line at the end. Let the points come to you.
Let the points come to you.
Is that a Matt Patricia-ism?
Yeah.
Is that one of those that's going to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame from famed offensive coordinator Matt Patricia?
I don't think you have to worry about that. That sounds like a team that kicks a lot of field goals.
It does.
And it is. They
it
are.
Does.
Even, I mean, we're still looking at the Thanksgiving game as a positive for the Patriots offense, right? And I know the Minnesota Vikings aren't a great defense, but I wasn't sure that the Patriots offense was capable of scoring that many points even against UMass, let alone against Minnesota.
Well, UMass is good defensively.
All right, so against...
they were like number 9 in the country on third down, believe it
or not.
Were
they really?
Oh, no, their defense was very competitive.
All right, BC then.
They couldn't score against the EEI All-Stars,
got
though.
It. Fair enough.
Wiggy and Foyer.
So they're like the Patriots in a sense. They actually have a similar...
And from Mac to say that, though, that's a coaching-ism.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, that's not that. From him.
Yeah. No, that's a terrible mindset for a quarterback.
Right,
true.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no, true. But that, and I don't think that, I really don't think that's him, but I think that's been beaten into him this year.
But doesn't it seem very counter? Like, still, what are they? Like, are they a team that is taking the chances, or are they a team that's not taking chances to just protect the football at all costs, or what is
it? You know
it?
What they are? They're doing enough to try to give us some hope that with
better
coaching in 2023, they might be okay. I mean, seriously, honest to God, like, unfortunately for all of us, offensively, it is truly managing it week to week.
Yeah.
And they might run 50 times against Buffalo.
That's what Mac needs.
Because they think
third offensive coordinator in 3 years.
But you know what? Don't you feel it?
Oh,
coming,
I know
though?
That. I feel like definitely it, I think that he does. It's just that's not how you would draw it up.
No, not at all. And thank God the guy hasn't collapsed under all of the turmoil.
Yeah.
I was going to use a phrase that would be frowned upon
Good.
That I learned a long time
glad,
ago about
you didn't do that.
Mental. You can't say mental little person.
No,
that
can't.
Doesn't work.
No,
so you can't use the other M word because, even though I've said I know a few, they're okay with the M word. Tiny the Terrible down in Pawtucket running for mayor. He's okay with that M word.
Did he win?
No, God, no.
No.
though. How'd they had like 40 people show up for the vote in Pawtucket, for crying out loud. That's why they're building a soccer stadium down there instead of having the Paw Sox.
Got it.
Another story for another time.
Now, more of Gresh and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Should be Save Your Tears for Tuesday.
Oh, that's right, baby. Tear Tuesday. Week 12 into 13 edition. Through week 12 is what we call it.
And if I may besmirch one of the Twitch chatters, Jay Lamp, who is a consistent listener to Gresh and Keefe, hates this segment. I told him, well, hell, I guess we're just going to have to scrap it for him.
Pounce sad, Jay Lamp.
Yeah, come on, Lamp. Actually, someone said he should get his own tier for hating it. And then we put teams in a lamp tier, but
fine, we'll do
it. That's too much.
We only have like 15 tiers as it is.
But, we got a tier problem,
but I don't think we do at all. We have a tier solution, and we're gonna put all these teams into a tier, and that's what we're gonna do.
And then we'll shed one.
Well, somebody that doesn't understand how it works, they responded last week because I think we had the Patriots and the Bucks in the same tier.
Yep.
And somebody goes, that's going to look pretty silly in 3 weeks. And I said, well, no, it won't, because this is in the now. We're tiering it based off of 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And 15, if the Patriots lose 3 in a row and the Bucks win 3 in a row, guess what? They'll probably be in different tiers. So that's how we do it.
That's right. It's not complicated.
It's not. We're not predicting the future. We're saying through 12 weeks, this is where these teams belong.
Yeah, leave us to complicate this.
Yeah, right. We're doing that plenty on our own. So, all right, let's go. Let's go to the tier desk with our very own Billy Lanny.
What's up? Billy. All right, AFC East, the 8-3 Dolphins.
Woo! So, where do we put the Dolphins? Real quick, this is what we had. We had should win the Super Bowl, cat in the grass, you son of a bitch, I'm in, Bill Belichick, an offense away, mid, the Sunday ticket team, wish we still had our pick, he needs some milk, and number one pick watch. Again, those were the tiers last week. The tiers are always fluid. Where do the Miami Dolphins fit into this whole mess?
Great question, because I don't think we can elevate them to Super Bowl status.
I think they're kind of still a cat in the grass.
I would agree.
They don't get the hype. Like, I think people are still talking about Josh Allen and the Bills, even though the Dolphins are the one that lead the division right now.
Yeah.
So, all right.
No, I'm with you on that. Right, like, good. And Miami is tough because you want to buy into them, but there are plenty of reasons. Like, if you just say, oh, Tua's playing great, but you'll hear, well, but, because no one believes in Tua.
Correct.
Bills, 8-3.
So, we had them in should win Super Bowl.
Despite, I don't care that you broke your elbow.
They were in Josh Allen's elbow at one point. I feel like they barely scraped by against the Detroit Lions.
Uh-huh.
They're trending in the wrong direction. Now, they could blow doors this Thursday, and maybe we readjust it, but are the Bills still and should win the Super Bowl?
I think so, still.
You do?
Yeah, at this point. Because, again, do you think people got, let's put it this way, have you gotten to the point where you're writing them off?
No, I'm not running them off, but I think they don't belong in the same tier as the Chiefs. Even though they beat them head-to-head, since then, who looks significantly better than the other? Like, I don't think they belong on the same tier.
Do we have to establish a tier above this tier, and when we get to the Chiefs, we just bump them up?
Maybe.
That's maybe, tough, yeah.
Maybe the Chiefs are... Because don't they look like they would be on the same tier? Is my whole take.
Yeah, we're really betwixt and between here, aren't we? So like, we kind of do need a new tier, but then again,
what do you call it?
Well, what do you call it, and who do you...
You go, will win Super Bowl, should win Super Bowl. Or first round, something related to the first round, bye. Bye.
Nope, don't like that.
Okay. No.
Although that was a banger.
It was something. I think we're kind of almost stuck leaving the Bills where they are.
All right, let's leave them in should win Super Bowl, and then we can get to the Chiefs.
Can't
when
play
we get
in
to
the
Chiefs.
Snow.
Yeah, move to Detroit.
Move to Detroit.
All right, let's leave them there for now.
7-4 Jets.
So I think they probably
right.
Well, they were an offense away last week. Looks like they have the offense now.
I might bump them up to Bill Belichick. because Bill Belichick tier was ahead of an offense away. And again, Bill Belichick tier, you're thinking you're going to win more on defense. You're not going to have the most talented team.
Do we create found their quarterback and give them their own tier since they sat down Zach Wilson and put in Mike White, at least for a week?
Found their quarterback?
We could reinstate the has Tom Brady tier and put the Jets in it.
They did beat the Bears without Justin Fields.
Very true.
So let's not go wild about the Jets just yet.
But
I think they could be in the Bill Belichick tier.
Okay. All right, I can buy that. I think I'm looking at a tier that is a week old that has an offense away.
Oh, that's
know.
In there, too.
Oh, okay.
That's one.
All right.
Bill Belichick's higher than that.
It is.
He whacks it down there pretty good.
Well, yeah. And considering that Bill Belichick
hates the Jets
and that they beat the Jets so bad that this kid is completely falling apart, then putting them in the Belichick tier actually makes sense.
Because beating
the Jets twice, we'll put it on Bill Belichick. Great job, Bill. You ruined Zach Wilson. You're in the Belichick tier.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
There he is.
All right.
Patriots 6-5,
mid city.
Mid right now. Yeah. You gotta slide them back down. Unfortunately, mm-hmm.
You think even though, so we had them in an offense away last week. Same thing. They got the offense and we're moving them down.
Well, because
now the defense is worse.
No, you have to at least for a week. They got to go to mid.
Because the offense stepped up and then the defense.
I mean,
it was really like two boneheaded plays by two players that are kind of that you could really narrow down that loss towards the end.
Do we create a damn rookies tier?
No, you put them in Belichick.
No, I don't think they go up after losing the game. So against the Jets, the defense and special teams was great. The offense was bad. They got the win. Against the Vikings, the offense was fine or even good, and the defense and the special teams was bad. So if the defense and special teams are bad, that is not Bill Belichick tier.
I would agree. It's closer to mid.
And they're not a
mid.
Playoff team right now. They're 6-5.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
Written all over.
However, if they beat the Bills, then they're going up to USSOB. I'm in.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
So down to go up.
Correct.
AFC West 9-2 Chiefs.
All right, so this is the big debate here. Do they deserve to be on the same tier as the Bills? Or I guess flip it. Do the Bills deserve to be on the same tier as the Chiefs? And if not, what do we call the top tier?
All right, here's the thing. The Bills did beat the Chiefs.
They did?
So that is the one thing that we can stand on to say those two teams, at least for another week, put them in the same tier.
Keep them in the same one?
All right. That's the best I got.
All right.
Because if we try to figure out a tier for Kansas City, we'll spend 20 minutes.
Also true.
All right. Fine. So let's save ourselves a little bit.
All right. I'll put them up there.
6-5 charges.
Mid.
That is a mid outfit right there.
Now, again, they did a good job of getting the two-point conversion when they needed to, but right now, they're in New England or mid?
That's mid, yeah. Oh, they might have gone down had they lost that game. They needed to hang on just to stay in mid.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders at 4-7.
All right, so
they're out of number one pick watch.
Now, yes, they are out of number one pick watch. They haven't lost since Derek Carr cried. They also haven't lost since they said they can't fire Josh McDaniels because they don't have money.
That's right.
So
there's that.
Now, we had Sunday Ticket Team as a thing. Like, are they entertaining enough because of Davante Adams? Like, he's still putting up crazy numbers. Josh Jacobs had an 86-yard touchdown run to win the game in overtime.
Well, here's why we move them to Sunday Ticket Team, because from a fantasy standpoint, they are still very relevant.
Yeah, and Derek Carr, spoiler, is worth a pickup. He's had four straight good weeks. And again, those tears must have given him superpowers or something, because he's actually played pretty well.
You're looking at Carr, Jacobs, and Davante Adams. I mean, they're a Sunday
something
ticket
there.
Team.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Well, maybe. That's very good. I was going to say, maybe we change Sunday Ticket Team to Red Zone Team, because you would you'd be curious when the Red Zone comes up.
Good point. Yeah, maybe, because you don't want to watch a whole Raiders game.
No, but I want to know Sunday what's ticket, going on.
Let's go Red Zone?
Red Zone Team.
Red Zone Team.
Okay.
All right.
Wow, I actually contributed to this segment without saying no.
I like it.
Broncos 3-8.
Broncos country, let's rock.
Number one. Oh, no, they're still in pick. Wish we still had our pick.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's where they are.
Yep, they're not moving.
Nope.
All right, to the AFC North, 7-4 Ravens.
Oh, so they just lost to...
Is this where we institute the fraudulent tier that we talked about last week? Because there's a few teams that, as we go through this, will fit in it.
So I had a team that I also, or a tier I was going to toss out there this week. I was going to save it for another team, but they actually might deserve to be in there as well.
Okay.
Big Hat. The Big Hat tier which I think the Commanders
a lot.
I think the Commanders would be in there. No, you can't really look away. It's not great. Is it so bad it's good? Is it so good it's bad? Like, you don't know what the
good
hell.
Good from afar, but far from good,
yeah,
kind of thing.
What's that new Lindsay Lohan movie called? Yeah, I've heard this is described as that. Yeah. Is this what the tier should be called?
I feel like Big Hat, to me, would be above mid. Like, they are better than the mid teams, but they're not as good as probably the Belichick tier. They're certainly not a cat in the grass anymore.
No.
They're not a USOB I'm in. But Big Hat kind of... It's a team that's probably got a winning record, but you're like they could beat anybody, they could lose to anybody. But
I like riding Big Hat, too. I was going to say not 60-minute men. Like Ric Flair, he's a 60-minute man.
Yeah, sure. That's Halle Berry.
That's right.
Although she said that was crap.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
But you know what? You remembered it.
I did. I did. So do you think Big Hat?
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
So let's put Ravens and Big Hat. All right, very good.
Big Hat Ravens.
Bengals, also 7-4.
Cat in the grass.
Oh, Cat in the Grass.
Yeah.
That's even higher. I was going to go USOB I'm in because I like them, but you think now
they're up there, that high? Right now, you got to give them at least a little credit.
I like them. Very good. And Ja'Marr Chase could be back this week.
Now, if the Ravens won and they weren't tied for the division, even though Baltimore does win the tiebreaker right now, I probably wouldn't say. But right now, Cat in the Grass because you still kind of don't really know what you're going to get. Like, again, they scored 20 in Tennessee. That's not exactly them.
No.
But they were able to grind it out, and Tennessee made a big mistake. Mm-hmm. So, I can buy that. Plus, they are cats.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
They deserve to be in there.
Browns, 4-7.
Wish we still had our pick.
Yes. Yep.
They are for poopy. Sure.
It's not great. Watson back, though, this week.
Well, and that's the thing.
So
we're going to have to figure out.
Next week, we'll change.
Next week, we'll have to tweak them. Yeah.
Steelers, also 4-7.
Yesterday.
He Needs Some Milk is still a tier. Or are they number one pick watch?
They're 12th right now. In the draft order.
Shouldn't have won that game. So they need Milk then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Down.
Okay. AFC South 7-4 Titans.
So they don't really belong in any of these tiers. Would you put them in Belichick?
Because I
don't think they are as good as the Bills or the Chiefs or even the Dolphins or the Bengals.
But they're right there with the Bengals, and some dumb D lineman doesn't smash a long snapper. They at least got a chance to tie the game. Like, that's the thing with Tennessee.
You put them in Big Hat?
They're not. I can put them in Big Hat.
Oh, so question. Since the Jets are in Belichick and the Ravens are in Big Hat, should we actually bump the Ravens above? Should Big Hat be above Belichick on the tier?
Probably so.
Okay. All right, that's an easy edit. And so let's put the Titans in Big Hat.
That's fine.
Because, like, I don't think you feel as strong about them like USOB I'm in. Like, you're not really in on the Titans. They're going to grind away a victory.
We might have to create a bad division leader for them and Tampa and kind of lump them together.
That's true.
At some point. They need another week on that.
4-7-1 Colts.
They need Milk. Or do they need the number one pick?
No,
they're too high up.
They are 14th right now.
I know. He needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
Yeah, they need milk.
Yeah.
4-7 Jaguars.
4-7.
You know what? They won the game.
I know.
Can we bring back Frisky?
Are they a red zone team?
You know.
After that win and going for two like that,
because you probably would have Trevor Lawrence on rosters. You would have Etienne, not Chark, but the other
Christian Kirk,
Zay Jones. Let's they're red zone worthy.
All right,
okay,
they've kind of ping ponged this year, haven't they? Like, they're all over the map,
and they'll score. But, you know, they'll probably pull an upset, lose to someone they shouldn't, but they're going to score points. At least you would think.
Just beat the Ravens.
Yeah,
and the Ravens are in Big Hat. So what does that
tell you? Well, the Ravens are also, again, they're also 58-minute men down there. Yeah. They find a way
to
blow
leads. You see those four? Somebody had the graphic of the four.
I saw that.
Like, staggering. Like,
big leads in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Just them soiled themselves.
Mm-hmm. 1-9-1 Texans.
All right. Number one pick watch. Yep.
NFC East, the 10-1 Eagles.
All right. You got to put them in.
Should win Super Bowl.
Yep, they're up there.
They're still up there.
Cowboys, 8-3.
Oh, they're in OBJ watch.
They were. I say we get rid of OBJ watch.
You think it's fait accompli that Dallas is going to get him?
I think.
I mean, a guy can't even buckle a seatbelt on a plane.
That does kind of throw a monkey wrench into this, doesn't it?
Did you see Big Jarrah was like, "Hey, I don't care."
fly private.
At some bitch can catch a ball. He can be on Xanax.
So, USOB, I'm in, I guess? They just beat the Giants.
Fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sort of just ambivalent about the Cowboys right now because I feel like they'll be a division round out regardless of what they do.
Could be, yeah.
8-3 Cowboys.
No, USOB,
we just did Cowboys. Yeah.
7-4 Giants.
Are they that big hat?
Big hat or Belichick?
Oh, big hat.
Big hat?
Yeah, I like him in big hat.
All right.
With Washington.
Okay.
They're pretty close. I can buy that. I like it.
77-5 Washington.
Yeah, that big hat. They are big hat. I mean, they can't not be a big hat.
They invented the big hat.
NFC West, 4-7 49ers.
7-4, right?
Sorry, yep.
Oh, no, all good.
You okay in there? You having a stroke? What's going on? Dyslexic billion today for Billy.
Sacramento Kings. do you go? You, I know you like the Niners a lot.
But yeah, I like the Niners a lot.
So USOB, I'm in? Or Cat in the Grass?
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yeah, for now, yeah.
Put them there with the Cowboys.
Yep.
That's fair. That's fair.
They're peaking.
Yep.
6-5 Seahawks.
I like them being in Belichick. I know they just lost this game to McDaniels, but that's also classic Belichick losing to former Patriot assistant.
They get one more week in the Belichick tier. Right. They lose again.
They're playoff team, though. Right?
No, they're out of the playoffs.
Oh, they got
now.
Bumped from it.
They're bumped now. Washington is in. But they're right there. They're right behind.
Well, that's right. And they're below them in the tier. The tiers, I mean, they don't lie to you. They got everything right here.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Cardinals, 4-8.
Oh, man.
Oh, they need some milk.
He needs some milk.
If I cared enough to be able to argue, I would say they need some offense. But
no, they need milk. Milk can be whatever you need, whatever ails you.
Whatever strong ails bones, you. That's right. That new coach, a quarterback that doesn't throw everybody under the bus.
I would say if they won, if they didn't choke it away to the Chargers, they would have probably been in red zone team because they're kind of that team that can Kyler Murray scramble around, Hopkins. But, yeah, I'll put them in milk.
Teeny QB weenie, that's what I go with. You little tiny guy out there.
Oh, little guy. Oh, yeah, swearing, hates the coach.
What's going on, man?
Oh, they're awful.
They're a mess.
Rams, 3-8.
Oh, that'd be wish
we still, had our pick.
Yep, yeah, that's the rest of the year. Uh-huh. Everybody's hurt, too. The whole team's
hurt.
Okay, NFC North, 9-2 Vikings.
So they're probably.
Hat.
Wait, what?
Hat.
You like them in big hat?
Oh, yeah.
My opinion of the Vikings has gone way down since last Thursday.
Even with the win, right? Yeah. They won the game, but.
They have a bunch of metrics that do not line up for a team that is going to win a playoff game.
They've beaten like three starting quarterbacks this year.
They're the Patriots. They are not that good.
And one of them was the Patriots.
Wherever we stuff them for now is fine.
No, I'm good with big hat. I also,
they won a game because the fourth string running back ran into the punter.
Yes.
I also like that there's more teams in big hat than any other tier.
Such recency bias.
Well, that's a good point. There's so much room in that hat. You can put as many teams as you want in there. I like it. All right.
Lions, 4-7.
So they're 4-7.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
Okay. I got to go red zone team.
I was going to say they're a red zone team.
Yep.
4-8 Packers.
Oh, God. We need a purgatory tier because that's where they're at right now. They don't know whether we can't put them in red zone because you don't know if Aaron Rodgers is playing.
They have their picks. So they don't apply it out there. They probably need milk.
Oh, yeah.
They probably need some milk.
I got that. Yep. Yeah. I like it.
Okay. 3-9 Bears.
3-9. Are they number one pick watch?
They,
without Fields. So we just saw them without Fields. Like, they are.
You know what?
Hard to watch.
Right now, they're number two in the draft order.
Boom.
So there you go. Easy.
NFC South, the 5-6 Buccaneers.
What do we make of the Buccaneers? Mid.
We can either put them in mid or we could, I was going to say we could slide them to Bill Belichick, but it would be the reverse Belichick because their idiot coach yesterday said they didn't go for it at the end of regulation because he was worried about a pick.
No.
It's Tom Brady.
That's why he's the GOAT.
That's right.
They just lost to the Browns, so I don't think they can go higher than mid.
Mid's fine.
All right, let's leave him there. And then that guy can tweet me about the Patriots and Bucks being in the same tier when they really should be.
5-7 Falcons.
Probably
leave him in mid for a week.
Mm-hmm.
4-8 Panthers.
Number one pick watch? Or where are they on the tankathon?
Hang on. They are fifth. We can leave him in.
Right.
If you're in the top five, I think you can go in number one pick watch.
4-8 Saints.
They're getting close. Oh, no, wish we still had our pick.
Oh.
Right now, they are transferring the number 6 pick in the draft to Philadelphia, New Orleans.
Wait, why?
They made a trade last year, remember? Oh, they got Olave.
So they're wish we still had our pick.
Yeah. I guess it hasn't worked as well.
So we can remove an offense away from last week. Nobody was in there.
Yep.
So we're going to take them out. Should win Super Bowl. We have Bills, Chiefs, Eagles. Cat in the Grass, Dolphins, Bengals. You son of a bitch, I'm in. Cowboys, Niners. Big Hat, Ravens, Titans, Giants, Commanders, Vikings.
Okay.
Bill Belichick, Jets, Seahawks. Mid, Patriots, Chargers, Bucks, Falcons. Red Zone Team, Raiders, Jaguars, Lions. Wish we still had our pick. Broncos, Browns, Rams, Saints. He needs some milk. Steelers, Colts, Cardinals, Packers. Number one pick watch. Texans, Bears, Panthers.
I like it.
I think we nailed it.
We'll have to definitely tweak the tiers a little bit for the final like month or 5 weeks of the season. There'll be some teams that I think we'll have a little stronger opinions on after this week's set of just crap-ass games.
I think we nailed it.
Well, half are crappy, half are good. So yeah. We'll get to that. There you go. At Gresh Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, you'll be able to get your tears graphic. And we're going to help you not shed tears at the betting window because the primetime parlay is next.
WEEI.
I love EEI, man.
WEEI. WEEI. New England.
Sports Original.
Keith. It's Gresh and Keith on WEEI. It's time for the Gresh and Keith Primetime Parlay.
This is free money.
Watch the games on TV tonight and make free cash.
Give us your money.
Courtesy of Slim Whitman and Fat Eddie.
Thank you so much, Gresh and Keith.
On WEEI.
Absolutely, Gresh. Thanks, man. Thanks, Keith. Have a good one.
Well, the same game parlay did not go our way. In fact, the only one that was correct was Najee Harris anytime touchdown. Colts didn't cover. Jonathan Taylor didn't go over 99.5 yards. I think he peaked at like 87 or 8 or something like that. And Pat Freiermuth, I'm going to punch myself in the face
why?
On that
what
one.
Happened?
Let me tell you why. Because I knew that the number was moving up because everybody was betting the over yesterday, and I still took the over, thinking, all right, maybe people are on it. Nope, I should have known to go oppo. When the rest of America, would have mattered.
Yeah, we would have gone split it.
But one thing we might have to do is...
I got the error score, though, before we got hurt, though. I'll take that.
No, and I think at some point we might have to make a 2023 ruling on the same game parlay.
What do you mean?
Well, because that last night's game was such ass.
It was.
And we're like forcing the picks in. Like that's
jamming them in there.
Maybe we just need to stop betting overs because overs don't hit nearly as much as unders do.
Do you know
that's watching the game betting the under, but
the unders in the NFL this year are like 57.5%. Well, it's because of the Broncos. They're like 10-1 on unders.
Do you mean just like straight up, like the unders of the point total?
Team unders, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Which again,
I forget the exact. There's some percentage where if you were to bet the under on the season total of every, you know, like rushing yards, receiving yards, passing yards for players, it's this wild percentage of unders hit. Most of it's just due to injuries and players not finishing the season.
Yeah.
But if you were to just bet $10 on every player, skilled player in the NFL's under at the beginning of the year, you'd come away a rich man.
I would
probably aren't allowed to do that.
I agree, especially in this kind of season where there's really only a couple of teams that have been real offensive juggernauts. Well, anyway, we are back to the primetime parlay, which means everything is on the board.
Whatever you like.
That's right. You know what? I'll go first.
You're going to go first? You feel good about this?
Because even though that apparently the country of Iran is threatening the families of their soccer players that are going to play in a worldwide televised game against the U.S. in the World Cup, I hear that Christian Pulisic is a premier player. Give me a Christian Pulisic anytime goal at plus 270.
Wow. Going with a...
So if this guy's great and it's moving on.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty
great. If he is the Tom Brady of this outfit...
Well, I don't know if that's to go that far.
Then, and considering Iran, all those players are going to be out there with the pucker butt, wondering what in the world's going on with their families back in their home country.
There's that.
So give me a little Pulisic. It's up to plus 270.
I think Team USA to win is plus 100 right now.
So even money, basically?
Yeah. So that's not bad, considering they have to win this. Like, That's the trick of betting soccer, because there's always the draw, like draw in this round. And
sure.
You don't win any money. So, sure. But plus 100, not bad. All right, I'll go next. Give me, in the late NBA game, you have the Portland Trail Blazers taking on the LA Clippers. Give me Jeremy Grant, over 21.5 points, his first season with the Blazers. He's been pretty good. That's right at his season average, although the last couple of nights he has gone way over that number, including Friday night he went for 44 in their overtime win over the Knicks. So give me Jeremy Grant to go over 21.5.
All right, Billy, what do you have there, Billy?
All right, the Warriors visit the Mavericks. I'm taking the Mavericks on the money line to beat the Warriors to snap their losing streak.
Well, they just added, is Kemba official yet with the Mavericks?
I think maybe. It was trending in that direction.
Well, you get some good veteran leadership, you never know. To me, that's why they brought that guy in. It's not like he can really play anymore.
No, unfortunately, he cannot.
I think even Leon Rose found that out. All right, John, what do you got?
I will take the Bruins on the puck line against the Lightning tonight. When they played the Lightning last week, they put up 5 goals on them, and Derek Forbort's back in the lineup tonight, so even if it's 3-1, I still like the Bruins to win by 2 goals or more tonight.
I'll tell you what, man, between a soccer anytime goal with the juice and the Bruins with the juice right there, Keith, $10 wins the good people. How much money?
$359.56.
Which would very easily push us to profitability on this whole deal.
Oh, wow. Fly past it.
That is something.
Yeah, something for everybody there, too. You're a soccer fan. You're a hockey fan. You're a hoops fan. It's in there.
Ooh, that's right. You're zapping around the dial, baby. All right, there we go. We'll get your primetime parlay picks up on Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keefe. And we'll talk Patriots with Tom E. Curran of NBC Sports Boston next.